News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Monday touched upon the possibility of quitting his social media accounts. "This Sunday, thinking of giving up my social media accounts on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and YouTube. We'll keep you all posted," Modi said on his official Twitter handle. Minutes after the tweet, social media went abuzz about reasons why Modi was thinking about leaving social media. Hashtag NoSir started trending with users urging him not to give up his accounts. The Congress took a swipe at Modi with senior leader Rahul Gandhi tweeting, "Give up hatred, not social media accounts." Modi is one of the most widely followed politicians in the world. On Twitter, he has 53.3 million followers, and the corresponding number on his Facebook page is 44.5 million. His YouTube channel has 4.5 million subscribers, and his Instagram page has 35.2 million followers. The Twitter handle of the Prime Minister's office has 32 million followers. Last September, Modi was the third most followed world leader on the microblogging site behind only US President Donald Trump and his predecessor, Barack Obama. Modi was the first Indian to cross the 50 million followers mark on Twitter. Expressing anguish over a scuffle between BJP and Congress members in Lok Sabha on Monday, Speaker Om Birla adjourned the House till 11 a.m. today, saying he does not want to run it under such circumstances. The BJP said it will pass a resolution in the lower house today against Congress MPs demanding action against them after the lack of decorum during parliamentary proceedings. On Monday, BJP and Congress members pushed and shoved each other in Lok Sabha's opposition parties vehemently protested over the issue of violence in Delhi and demanded Home Minister Amit Shah's resignation. As soon as the House met at 2 p.m., opposition members started raising slogans from the well against the government. The Lok Sabha was adjourned three times till 4:30 p.m. as the ruckus continued. The opposition members went into the area of Treasury benches carrying a black banner demanding Shah's resignation as Birla took up the listed business. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi condemned their unruly behavior and asked the speaker to continue with normal business. Joshi alleged, "These are the people who have provoked the riots. They murdered 3,000 people in 1984 and did no investigation. The priority is to restore peace, but they want to create tension," he said. Seeking to restore normalcy in the House, Birla asked opposition members in the well to take their seats, even as they continued to shout, "We want justice," and "Amit Shah Murdabad." They were also holding placards saying, "Stop hate speech, save our India." Things took a turn for the worse as Congress's Gaurav Gogoi and Ravneet Singh Bittu took the black banner to the Treasury benches where BJP's Sanjay Jaiswal was speaking on Vivad Se Vishwas Bill. BJP members, including Ramesh Bidhuri and Nishikant Dubey, asked them to return to the well. Some Congress members tore papers and hurled them in the air. The charge by the Congress members angered BJP leaders, including many from the backbenches who rushed towards the Congress members. Members from both sides then began pushing and shoving each other, following which the proceedings were adjourned till 3 p.m. by the Speaker. Union Ministers Ravi Shankar Prasad and Smriti Irani were seen trying to pacify the agitated members. Congress President Sonia Gandhi and party leader Rahul Gandhi were present in the House during the uproar. When the House reassembled at 3 p.m., some BJP members were seen blocking the way to their side of the well. Congress member Ramya Haridas complained about being manhandled by BJP members. BJP's Rama Devi, who was in the chair, adjourned the House again till 4 p.m. saying, "Whatever you have done is wrong." But the ruckus continued when the House again met and it was adjourned till 4:30 p.m. by the chair. However, the slogan shouting by the BJP members continued. They chanted slogans like "Desh ki raksha kaun karega, hum karenge," and "Mahatma Gandhi Amar Rahe, Nakli Gandhi Jail Mein Rahe." Some opposition members placed a placard demanding Shah's resignation on the speaker's table, but it was swiftly removed by the staff. Earlier, Birla asked leaders of opposition parties to ensure that their members take their respective seats as the people of the country are watching the proceedings. This is the temple of democracy. There are certain rules and traditions. You should not come to the well, he said. The Taliban on Monday said they were resuming offensive operations against Afghan security forces, ending the partial truce that preceded the signing of a deal between the insurgents and Washington. The declaration came only a day after President Ashraf Ghani said he would continue the partial truce at least until talks between Afghan officials and the Taliban kick off, supposedly on March 10. It ran for a week ahead of the signing of the historic accord in Doha on Saturday and continued over the weekend. The reduction in violence has ended now and our operations will continue as normal, said Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid. As per the agreement, our Mujahideen will not attack foreign forces, but our operations will continue against the Kabul administration forces. Fawad Aman, deputy spokesman for the Defense Ministry, said the government was checking to see if the truce had ended. We have not had any reports of any big attacks in the country yet, he added. The Pentagon's top general, meanwhile, cautioned not to expect an immediate halt to violence in Afghanistan after three people were killed in a bombing in the eastern part of the country. We don't know exactly who did that yet, said General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Since the deal signing on Saturday, the Taliban have been publicly celebrating their victory over the US. Under the terms of the deal, foreign forces will quit Afghanistan within 14 months, subject to Taliban security guarantees and a pledge by the insurgents to hold talks with the Kabul government. The dramatic fall in attacks due to last week's partial truce between the Taliban, US, and Afghan forces offered Afghans a rare opportunity to go about their daily lives without fear of violence. Ghani warned the insurgents on Monday that he was not committed to a key clause in the Doha deal involving the release of thousands of Taliban prisoners. James Lipton, an actor turned academic who became an unlikely celebrity and got hundreds of master actors and Hollywood luminaries to open up about their craft as the longtime host of Inside the Actors Studio, died on Monday. Lipton died of bladder cancer at his New York home. His wife, Keira K. Lipton, told the New York Times and the Hollywood Reporter. He was 93. The Detroit-born Lipton began the Bravo show in 1994 that also served as a class for his students at the Actors Studio Drama School, where he was then dean. He often said his only requirement for a guest was whether they had something to teach his students. His first guest, Paul Newman, set a standard of stardom for those that would follow, including Meryl Streep, Robert De Niro, Glenn Close, Steven Spielberg, and Barbara Streisand. Rest in peace, James Lipton. He was interested in the actor's process, which was so refreshing, Streisand said in a Twitter post. Lipton was known and often parodied for his highbrow and sometimes worshipful tone with his subjects and for his intensive preparation, represented by a stack of blue note cards that held his meticulously researched questions. When Will Ferrell played Lipton on Saturday Night Live, the stack of cards was nearly a foot thick. Many otherwise media-shy actors were willing to appear on Inside the Actors Studio because Lipton focused on their art and not the usual celebrity chatter or project promotion. People do not come on to sell a movie, and you never hear the words, "I'm opening in Vegas in 2 weeks," Lipton told the Associated Press in 1996, when the show was in its second season. That's what most talk shows depend upon, and that's fine. But with us, we are getting together to dig as deep as we can. He was not afraid to get personal and often stunned those he interviewed with things he had learned about their childhood or private life. "How did you know that?" was a frequent refrain from guests. Sally Field asked him, "Have you been reading my diary, talking to my shrink?" Julia Roberts asked if he had talked to her mother. "Obviously, we deal in lots of anecdotes and even some gossip and secrets," Lipton told the AP, but they are tied together by a concern for and devotion to craft. He studied acting with famed teacher Stella Adler, as well as production and directing at New York University and the New School. His 1950s stage and screen credits included The Autumn Garden on Broadway and a stint as actor and then writer on the TV soap opera The Guiding Light. Lipton wrote the book and the lyrics for two Broadway musicals, Nowhere to Go But Up, 1962, and Sherry, 1967. In the 1990s, as a vice president of the Actors Studio, Lipton helped create the Actors Studio Drama School that brought together the resources of the studio and the new school. He was the founding dean of the graduate level school, which in 2005 relocated to Pace University, where Lipton remained its dean emeritus. Despite his TV show's guest list of nearly every A-list actor of recent decades, Lipton never got the guest he wanted most, Marlon Brando. "He was reclusive in the last years of his life," Lipton told Parade. "He said, 'I'm never going to do your show. The studio's always taking credit for me.' 'I was trained by Stella Adler,' I said. 'So was I. Come on, we'll talk about Stella. I've had a pretty good roster of guests without Marlon." Lipton said his favorite guest on the show was Bradley Cooper because he was a former student. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.